The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For Hetre Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shalom Daf Yud Ches. The Mishnah tells us that there were 13 shofaros, money boxes, in the Beis HaMikdosh, which people used to put money in for various different purposes in the Beis HaMikdosh. Tackling Chadatin, tackling Atikin, there was a box in the new Shkolim for this year, for old Shkolim, Kinin, for those who wanted to donate a set of birds, a pair of doves, B'nei Yona, for Korbonos, B'gozle, Ola, Eitzim, Levona, Zov, Lakapos, and six different money boxes for Nadova, altogether 13. Now, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that the money boxes that were there for the kinim, for the sets of birds, were all olos. But the Chachamim said no. When someone brings a korban of a cane, of a nest of two birds, a pair of birds, two toim or two b'nei yona, one is for a chatos and one is for an ola. And therefore the money that was deposited there was for korbanos of both chatos and ola. Rabbi Huda, as we mentioned, says that no, they were only olos. They didn't deposit any money there for a chatos. And the Yerushalmi here brings a brisa in which Rabbi Huda explains that there was not a shofar of kinim in Yerushalayim because of the Ta'arovus Shem and Thomas Achas Mehem and Incent Mechasas Mesos Murovus Bohem. What does this mean to say? If an animal has been separated and set aside as a korban chatos, as a sin offering for somebody, and then the person dies before the korban has been offered up in the Beit HaMikdosh, then that is one of the five chatos, categories of korban chatos, which cannot be used at all in the Beit HaMikdosh. You can't be paid to them. The animal just has to be left to die by itself. It can't be used at all. Says Rabbi Yehuda, and it's clear from this Yerushalmi, that this halacha of chatos shemesa ba'leo tomus applies also to a korban chatos which is a bird, not only to a korban chatos which is a behemoth. So Rabbi Yehuda, if we would have a money box in which, for example, the classic case of a person bringing a cane, bringing two birds, a chatos and an oilo, would be a yeledes. A woman who's given birth afterwards has to bring a korban chatos and a korban oilo. She brings two toyim with two b'nei yona. One's a chatos and one's an oilo. So if there were a number of women who deposited money in this money box, which was to be used in the Beit HaMikdosh to buy a chatos and an oilo for each woman, then we might have a problem. Because what would happen if one of the women were to die before the korbanos had been offered up? In that case, the money which has been set aside for her chatos can now no longer be used, and it would have to be disposed of, thrown away, just like the chatos itself, after the owner has died and it hasn't been offered up yet. The halacha is you can't do anything with it, and you just have to wait until it dies and then dispose of it. So too, in the case of the money which has been set aside for a chatos, the same halacha would apply. Now, since in this case the money has all been placed in one money box, we would have a problem. Because we have a mixture here. One of the coins, or some of the coins, have been set aside for a chatos, which the owner has died. And now, we don't know where it is, so we wouldn't be able to use any of this money. So all of the other women who deposited their money in the money box would have a problem. They wouldn't be able to use their money for their korbanos either. Now, they might not know about it. Having deposited the money in the money box, they're assuming the kohen is going to buy for them on their behalf a korban chatos and a korban oila, and they've gone home. And that's a problem, because they'll never know that we haven't offered it up. Says Rabbi Yehuda, therefore we cannot have a korban, a money box for a korban chatos and a korban oila. We can only use it for korban oila, because it's halacha of chatos shemeis baleo applies only to a chatos, not to an oila. So there's no problem if we have money set aside for korban oila. We can still bring it on behalf of the person, even if the person was nifta, has died already. But the chatos is a problem. What do the Rabbanon hold? The Rabbanon hold there is no such problem, as the Gemara will now explain. The Gemara explains, and we have a brisa which says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chora there should be no problem, because the money boxes were emptied out on the very same day that everyone deposited the money. Every day the money box was emptied out. And then women could be confident that when they placed their money in the money box to buy on their behalf a korban chatos and a korban olah, they would know that the kohanim was the reason and will make sure that by the end of the day all of the money had been taken out, all the korbanos had been bought, and all of the korbanos had been brought in the Beit HaMikdash. So anyone who deposited money in the money box on that day would know that within a day their korban was brought. And therefore they could rely on that, for example, to eat korbanos after, so they're no longer mechusi kippurim once their korban has been brought. Additionally, says the Braisa, the Kohen would be able to offer up the Korban, one for a Chatzos, one for an Olah, for each woman who deposited money, and he wouldn't have to be concerned that maybe one of them had died, and her Korban Chatzos would be a Korban Chatzos Shemesu Ba'alah. And the reason for this is because we don't assume that someone who put money in the money box that day would have died the very same day. We can assume that everybody who put the money in the money box that day was still alive by the end of the day. So the Gemara, and that's the case, then what is Rabbi Yehuda worried about? Why did Rabbi Yehuda say we can't have such an arrangement for a common class in case one of whom dies? Surely we're not worried that someone would die. So the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yehuda was concerned, what about a circumstance where we know for a fact that the person died? If we don't know that anybody has died, we'll assume that no one has died. But what would happen if we hear afterwards that one of the women had actually died the very same day? And then we would have a problem of a mixture of coins, some of which are supposed to be for Chatzos Shemesu Ba'alah, and we'd be back to the problem. Ask the Gemara in Yerushalmi, what's the problem? Nivra dalet zuz, even nishti benaro. Why can't we take out four zuz, which is the price of a korban chatos ha'oif, pull out four coins out of the money box and say, this is the money which was set aside on behalf of the woman who died for her chatos. Throw that away in the river. So we've disposed of that, because Chatos Shemesu Ba'alel, Tomos, there's nothing you can do with it other than dispose of it. And then all the rest of the money we can use to bring Korban Chatos and Korban Olah on behalf of all the other women who are still alive. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if we hear the one of the women has had died, why can't we just pull out some of the money, say this is her money, throw that in the river, and then use the rest of the money for the other women? Answers to Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the concept of Breira. Breira is a concept which appears all over Shas. The idea of Breira is retrospective or retroactive decisions. What's the classic case of Breira? A person has a barrel of wine and it's tefil, hasn't yet had trumas and maizos taken from it. He doesn't want to be mafrish trumas and maizos today for various reasons, and therefore he can do the following. He can say, there are two lugin in the Gemara's example of this entire barrel, which I'm going to set aside, should be now truma. But which two lugin there are, it is, the truma is, I'm going to decide at a later stage. So now already, part of this barrel of wine is truma, the rest of it is no longer tevel, it's now chulin, and it can be drunk. He can drink as much as he wants, as long as he leaves at least two lugin at the end. And at a later stage, you can pull out these two, any two lugin that he wants, and say, these are the ones which I want to be truma retroactively. That is to say, he fixes today there is truma somewhere in this mixture. At a later stage, he can actually pull out two lugin and say, these are the ones which I want to be truma. And then there will be truma retroactively from the time that he first declared that he wants it to be truma here. That's called Breira, the concept of Breira. Firstly, we show me here, Rabbi Yehuda happens to not hold of this concept according to the halacha of Breira, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda, you can't just pull out some coins and say this is the money which the dead woman put in when she was still alive, and therefore it's not going to work. Now, this is a very, very interesting type of Breira. It would be implied from the Yerushalmi that according to the Chachomim, the reason why we are allowed to set aside such a money box, even for Korban Chatos, would be that even if we were to hear that one of the women died, nonetheless it wouldn't be a problem, because we would take out some money and say, this is her Korban Chatos, throw that in the river, and use the rest of the money for the other ladies. Now, there are various different types of Breira we find in different places in Shas. But this seems to be a most unusual type of Breira. Normally, as we pointed out, Breira is where you have a wine, you define somewhere in the wine that there will be some truma taken. Later on, you define retroactively which of the litres of wine is actually going to be the truma. But what happens if you had truma, 2 litres of truma wine, and you mix that together with a whole barrel full of wine which was chulin? Can you pull out afterwards 2 litres and say, these are the 2 litres which were truma? L'chura, that's not really Breira, that doesn't really work. If it's hukor or lebasofnis arev, it was clear and clearly delineated and defined what was chumma and what was not chumma, afterwards it was mixed together, can you then pull out 2 liters and say, this is the chumma? This is not a retroactive selection. This is something completely different, l'chora. L'chora, there's no svara to say that that works. Nonetheless, Tosfos in Sota, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, points out that from our Gemara it's clear that even that works as Breira. Incidentally, our sugi in Yerushalmi appears almost identical sugi in Bavli and Yuma, Daf Nun Hayamud Beis. And Tosfos in Sota, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, points out that since the Gemara compares all these Breiras to each other, we see that Breira works even under such circumstances. So even if you had things which were set aside, for example, let's take an example, we have Sora, Rivka, Rachel and Leah, who all put money into the box because they're all the elders and they want the Kohen to buy for them a chatos and an oila, chatos oif and oila oif. And at a later stage, later that day, we find out that Leah, for example, has died during the day. So now the Kohen can take some money out of the box and say, this is the money which Leah's has put in, so to speak, this should be for her karma chatos, throw that into the river and use the rest of the money for the other women. Even though Leah's money was clearly defined before it was mixed together, it was then mixed together with everyone else's money. Nonetheless, you can put your hand in, pull out some coins, say, this is Leah's money, throw that away and then use the rest of the money. Even that works as Breira, says Tosfos. And Tosfos in Tosfos brings another couple of riots to this concept that we do find Breira works even in such a circumstance. They're very, very big chiddush. But so it is implied in Tosfos. That's Tosfos' opinion in Sota Daf Yud Ches. There's a Tosfos in Tmura Daf Lamadom and Aleph who limits Breira a little bit more and doesn't go quite so far as that. Tosfos there is discussing the Mishnah which talks about Mechira Kelef. The Torah says you're not allowed to use for a korban any animal which has been exchanged for a dog. So possibly in the Torah you shouldn't bring Mechira Kelef Beis Hashem. Says the Mishnah, what happens if a man died and he left behind 20 animals? 10 were 19 sheep and one dog. So the two sons split up between them the Yerusha. Or two shufim, the Mishnah actually says, who had 19 sheep and one dog. And they split up the shufim, they split up the partnership. So one took 10 sheep and one took 9 sheep and a dog. Says the Mishnah, the one who has the 9 sheep, he can use all of those sheep for a korban. But the one who has the 10 sheep can't. Because since he's split with his partnership, the assets, and he's taken 10 sheep in exchange for 9 sheep and a dog, so all of his 10 sheep are, so to speak, in exchange for the 9 sheep and a dog. So all of them contain a certain amount of exchange for the dog, and therefore they become mechir kelev, and none of them can be used for a korban. So says the Mishnah in Tomorrow Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, what's the problem? Why can't we take one sheep of the 10 and say this is the one which is in exchange for the dog, and therefore this will be the Mechir Kelev, and then the other 9 we can use? So the Gemara is using the concept of Breira. Pull out one and say retroactively it will now be defined that this was the one which I took in exchange for the dog which I gave him. This is the Mechir Kelev and it can't be used for a Korban, and the other 9 I can use. Answers the Gemara, we're talking about what the dog is worth more than the value of one sheep, so you can't do that. But in principle, it would work. Now, ask Tosfos, how does this work? Midin Breira, normally the Midin Breira is a bit different. As we said, the classic case of Breira is you have a barrel of tefil of wine, and you say, I'm going to define 2 lugin, and then as being chumma, I'm going to make a chalos of chumma today, and define at a later stage which of the 2 lugin I actually want to have to be chumma. Here it's slightly different. Because no one actually defined at any stage that there's going to be a Mechir Kelef. Mechir Kelef happened automatically when you swap one for the other. But nonetheless, as Tosfos, a cloud gordel we see from this halacha. The kol dovo shehuvro ha'isu mitchilo, v'achachach nisarif beheta lo somchin en abrera. If we have something which is awesome, we mix it together with someone which is mutter, then we can't use Breira. That's not like the Tosfos in Sota, who says even that works according to the Mandom who holds the Yesh Breira. That definitely doesn't work. Once everything is mixed together, you can't do Breira and pull it out afterwards and say this was the one that fell in. However, if the Issa came about only once there was a mixture, taruvosan beheta, the mixture came about when there was muta. Afterwards the issa came about, then you can use brera. So therefore, says Tosfos, if you have a group of animals, and originally there was nothing, there was no mechir keleb which got mixed in with the other animals, but you have a group of animals which are all okay for the mizbeach. Then when you split them, part of them now become also, because somewhere amongst them there's a mechir keleb. So the issa only came about once there was already a mixture. Then you can pull out one and say, this is the one which is going to be the Mechir Kelev, and use that for Breira, and use the Kalolim of Breira to select. So Tosfos in Tamura is not going as far as Tosfos in Soja. Tosfos in Soja says, even if you have a clearly defined Issa, which is mixed in afterwards with the Heta, you can pull one of them out and say, this is the Dovah Issa, if you use the Kalolim of Breira. Tosfos in Tamura says, you can't do that. But if the Issa only came about when there was already a mixture, then you can use the Kalim of Breira. This is also a Chiddush. And in fact, the Chavos Yoyin, Tzim Kuf Lam Gimel, takes this even further. And he says, based on this, Tosfos in Tamura, he says a very big Chiddush. There's halacha of Oseis Beno. You can't shecht a mother, a child, a mother animal, and the child of the animal, of the mother, on the same day. So the a cow and a calf, you can't shecht on the same day if the calf was born from this cow. Now, says the Chavos Yoyin, what happens if the cow, which is the mother of this calf, got mixed up with a whole load of other cows, and then subsequently you shechted the calf? So now you have a problem. You want to shecht one of the cows, but it's the same day, and halachas, you can't shecht the mother on the same day as the child. So now, what do you do? Says the Chavos Yoyin, if the cow, the mother, was separated from all the others at the time he shechted the child, and only afterwards he got mixed in, then you have a problem. But if at the time you shechted the calf, the mother cow was already mixed in amongst all the other cows, so now the issa is no led betaruvus, the issa only came about once it was already mixed together. Says the Chavos Yoyin, based on the Tosfos in Tamura, you can actually go to the group of cows, pull out one and say, using Brera, this is the mother, not check that one, and then check any one of the other ones. So this is the Chavos Yoyin. Now many Achronim argue on this, the Beis Ephraim and Yerodeh, Simon Ayin, and Chasam Sofer and Orachaim, Simon Kuf Kaftes, and Rishon Shkop, and Chariyosha, Shah Gimel, Perikaf Beis, all argue on this, and they say, you can't say such a thing, even according to the Tosfos in Tamura. They say, Brera doesn't turn a person into a prophet. If one of these animals is the mother cow, and the mother of this calf, then you can't pull out any one of the cows and say, this is the mother. It might be the right one, but it might not be. Brera can't tell you which is the mother of the cows. It makes no sense whatsoever. Brera can tell you that if someone has made truma, for example, somewhere in this mixture, you can later define where it is. Even in the case of Mechir Kelev, according to Tosfos in Tamura, where no one actually fixed the Mechir Kelev at any stage, you can still do Brera. They say there the Sofik, which is the Issa, which is known in the Taruvis, is different altogether. There, at the time of separation, at the time of splitting up the partnership, one partner takes 9 sheep and a dog, and the other one takes 10 sheep. So at that point, there is an Issa of Mechir Kelev somewhere amongst these 10 sheep, but it's never been defined. According to Tosfos in Tamura, you can use Brera to now define which one of those sheep is Keneged the dog, and that one's the Mechir Kelev. Well, Tosfos means to say that if the Issa is known in Betarumis and it's not defined at all, then you can use Brera to define it retroactively. It's a Chiddush. But that's all that Tosfos says. He doesn't go so far as to say that if there's one which is defined, you just don't know where it is, then you can pull something out and say, this is the one, as if you were a Nohi, and say, using Brera, this is the mother cow. It might be, it might not be. In the case of the Oseh Vespano, there is one which is already Osa. We don't know where it is, because it only became Osa once it's mixed into the Taruvis. There's no spore to say the Brera is going to work. And therefore, all these Achronim argue with the Chavos Yoyin and say there's no such thing. You can't use Brera, even according to the Tosfos in Tamura, to retroactively determine which animal it is. You can only do that in the case of the Mechir Kelev because it was never determined. The Issa came about by Tarumas and has never been determined. Then you can determine using Breira which one it is. But if the Issa was known by Tarumas and it is determined, it's just you don't know which one it is, then you can't use the Svara of Breira to decide which one is the Mar. Now, let's come back to our case now. The our Yerushalmi suggests, the Gemara in Yuma and Bavli, Daf Nun Ayamah Beis suggests, that if a Torah, Rivka, Rochel, and Leah have all placed their money in the same box to buy a Chatos and an Oila, and then Leah subsequently dies, so now her money is Chatos Shemesa Bar Leah, and there's nothing you can do with it other than throw it away, suggests the Gemara that if you hold the Breira, you can simply pull out some money and say, this is the money of Leah's, and throw that away and use the rest of the money for the other women. It's only the Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't hold to the principle of Breira at all that it doesn't work. But according to the Tzadikam, according to the Chomini, it would work. Now, how does that work off Breira? Surely this is Hukum Mosef Nisarev. This is money which was definitely Leah's beforehand. It was mixed in with everybody else's money. And to pull out some money and say, this is Leah's money using Breira, the Chomini doesn't work. But according to Tosfos in Sozer Daf Yud Ches, Tosfos proves from here that Breira works even in such a circumstance, even if Hukum was seven is Arif. But if you don't hold of that, and most Rishonim hold not like that, how does it work? Well, the Ritva says it brings from Rabbi Senar Tzarfasim, who say that here it's different because the Issa only came about in the Taruvos. At what point does the money become also? When Leah dies. At that point, her money becomes Chatos Shemesa Bar Leah. But at that point, it's already mixed in with all the other money. So then you can use Breira. That sounds very much like the Tosfos in Tomorrow. However, the Ritva rejects this Pirush, and he says it doesn't work. That which is known to Tarubas only works if there is an Issa there somewhere, which is known to Tarubas, but it's not on anything specific. And you can define at a later stage that you want to make it specific. For example, in the Shnei Lugim Shani Osel Lahafish, you make two Lugim somewhere in this barrel Truma, and you say, I'm going to define at a later stage. Tosfos Rosh in Yuma also asks on this Pirush, and he explains it even more clearly. He says, Hosom Eino Issa Mu'uruv Ela Alpi Diburu. In the case of the wine, it's true that the Issa comes about only once there is a Tarubis, but it's only comes about through his talking, through his speech. He says, I am making it truma. V'hum avara devara, and he at the same time explains, l'chashi afrishim yeh truma l'mafreya. And I'm going to later decide which 2 liters is going to be the truma, and then there will be a retroactive selection, and that will be my breira. That works if the issa is noile b'taruvas, because you're the one who's making the issa. If you're making the issa, you can define it at a later stage. According to Tosfos in Tomorrow, we can be perhaps even more maker, even if you're not the one who makes the Issa, but the Issa comes about in Taruvas, as long as it's not already defined on one of them, then you can use Breira to define where the Issa is, where the Mechir Kelev is going to be, by pulling out one of the sheep and saying, this should be the Mechir Kelev. But to say that the money which is Leah's money, which is mixed in with everybody else's, because it becomes also once it's in the Taruvas, you can then do a prayer and pull out money and say, this is Leah's money. So both the Ritva and the Tosfos Rosh Layala Radas, it's definitely not going to work. If you think about it, Be'etzem, this Pirush of the Rabbi Seinah Tzarfatim that the Ritva brings, is mamish what the Chavos Yoreh says. The Chavos Yoreh also says that in the mother cow is an individual cow, but it's mixed in with all other cows at the time when you were allowed to shecht it. Once it's mixed in, afterwards you shecht the calf, now the mother becomes also wherever it is, but it's already mixed in, so the chavos you're in the chur, you can pull out one cow and say, this is the mother, and not shecht that one, and then shecht all the others. That seems to be what Rabbi Seinah Tzarfatim was saying. Since the Issa came about only when there was already a mixture, because Leah died once she'd already mixed her money with everybody else, then Breira works even to pull out one and say, this is the one. So, although the Rabbi Seinah Tzarfatim seem to be saying like the Chavos Yoreh, nonetheless, the Ritva and the Tosfos Rosh both strongly disagree with this, and say that it's not going to work. Braille will definitely not work. As we pointed out, even like the Tosfos of tomorrow, it would only work because it was never defined where the Mechir Kelev is. Or in the case of Chuma, it's not yet been defined, but the person who's making the Chuma specifically says, I'm making a Chuma, but I'm going to define it later. Under such circumstances as Musik of Braira. But not where there is something which is already offered, we just don't know where it is. And then Braira is not going to work. So, back to our question, how is it going to work in our case? How can Ayur Rishami suggest you can pull out some money and say this is Leah's money? Simply that doesn't work with Braira. So the Ritva himself has a different explanation, and the Tosfos Rosh seems to be saying the same thing. And they say the idea is that what happens is each woman puts her money in a money box and says that I makdish this money for a chatas nora oila, either for myself or for anybody else who puts money in the box. And all of the women do that. It says the Rosh, even if they don't actually say this specifically, they put money in al-das with the intention of whatever the Beis Din wants them to do. And that's what Beis Din intends, so it's as if they've intended to do the same thing as well. Now how does it work? The Kohen comes along, he's heard that Leah's already died. So the Kohen pulls out some coins and he says that these coins are either Leah's or Rochel's or Sorrel's or Rivka's. But each one has been makdish it for whatever I decide. So I'm now deciding that these coins will be used for the korbanos for Sorah. And then he pulls out more coins and says, these will be used for the chatos and oila for Rivka, and these are for Rochel. And whatever's left he can throw out, because they are Leah's money. It might not be Leah's coins, but it doesn't matter, because there's a brera going on here. Each one, when they gave money, said, I'm being makdish the money for the korban which the Kohen will decide later. The Kohen later on takes each money and says, I'm now using this for Sorah's korban, Rivka's korban, and Rochel's korban, who are all alive. No problem. Leah's korban is the Chatos Shemesa Baleo. That money I'll now throw away in the river. That, says the Ritva, the Tosfos Rosh, is a classic case of Brera. There's no problem at all of not having Brera. It's a normal case of Brera. There's a Chalos of Hekdesh here. It's Chalos of Hekdesh for each individual. But which coin is Hekdesh for which is going to be defined at a later date. Who's going to decide it? Not the person who's makdish it, but the Kohen instead. But that's not a problem. That's also a case of Brera. Therefore, says the Gemara, according to the Tanakhama, it would work. According to Rabbi, he doesn't hold the whole concept of Brera. So according to Rabbi, you can't do that, because we ever find that the layers died, we won't be able to do a Brera, because he doesn't hold a Brera. And therefore, all the money will be mixed together with Chatos Shemesa Baleah, and we'll have to throw all the money out. So that, according to the Ritva, according to the Rosh, says the Rosh is how it works. However, the Tosfos Rosh asked a kasha on this from a Gemara in Erev in Daf Lamed Zayin. There the Gemara talks about two women who bring their kinin together. They both buy two yoldas, they both bring some money together to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's mixed together their monies for Chatos and Ola for each one. And the Kohen brings it for Rochel and for Leah. Ask the Gemara, if you don't hold a Brera, how is it going to work? So the Gemara, if you don't hold a Brera, it's okay, because it works Kishe Hisnu. Now Rashi seems to learn there that Kishahisnu is along the lines of the Brera that we've just discussed, but they leave it up to the Kohen to do the Brera to decide which money is Hekdesh for Rochel and which money is Hekdesh for Leah. However, as Rosh points out, there's Lechur Shver of the Gemara as much it works without Brera. Even if you don't hold a Brera, it still works. So Tosfos Rosh here, and Tosfos in fact there in Erevin, both explain there's something different that's going on here. What Tosfos Rosh says, what's actually going on in the case of the Gemara in Erevin is that they mix together the money, and now we have, for argument's sake, let's say there's four coins, one for Chatos for Rochel, one for Ola for Rochel, one for Chatos for Leah, one for Ola for Leah. No one died in this case, they both bought all their money together, and the Kohen's now got to be Makru. So what happens is the Kohen takes the mixture of four coins, and he buys with that four birds, a Chatos and an Ola for Rochel, and a Chatos and an Ola for Leah. And he says, wherever the Kedusha is, whichever coin is supposed to be four, the Chatos for Rochel, I'm buying now Chatos for Rochel. And whichever is supposed to be the Ola for Rochel, I'm buying the Ola for Rochel. And he says the same thing for Leah. And then he gives all four coins to the person selling the birds and buys all the birds on their behalf. Now this is not a case of Brera. He's not taking a Kedusha which is somewhere amongst the coins and deciding which one is which. On the contrary, at the point of transfer of the Kedusha from the coins onto the bird, he says that wherever's Rochel's Ola should now be on this bird. Whatever money is for Rochel's Chatos should now be on this bird. So there's no Breira involved at all. Breira is when there's a defined Kedusha, but we don't know which one it is on, and we retroactively define which one is going to be on. In this case, there's no retroactive defining at all. He's taking the mixture, partly of which is Rochel's, partly of which is Leah's, and he's saying, where Rochel's money, wherever it is, I'm buying with that, these birds, and with Leah's, I'm buying these birds. So at the time of buying the birds now become Rochel's and Leah's. And it doesn't matter which money belongs to Roch and which money belongs to Leah. All the money goes to the person selling, and the birds are bought on their behalf, and there's no Breira at all. Says the Tesoros, that's what the Gemara in Erevin says. In that case, you can do it even without using Breira at all. Says, but our Gemara is clearly talking about a Breira, and Breira doesn't work according to Rabbi Yehuda. It only works according to the Tanna Kamma. And therefore, in our Gemara, the Gemara says that according to the Tanna Kamma, even if we hear that one of the women has died, we can pull out the money and define it as hers. We don't have to come on to Tosfos in Sota, who says we can do a retroactive selection even b'hukra of a certain desirable. We don't even have to come on to the Tosfos in Tzmura, who says that it works as long as the Issa was noli m'toch ha'tarovos. And even according to the Rabbosin HaSafatim, who say you can do even more than that. Even if the Issa is defined, we just don't know where it is. If it's noli m'toch ha'tarovos, you can also do a Breira. All of those opinions we don't hold off. The way that works in our situation is, because it's a Breira, because at the time they gave it, they allowed the coin to choose afterwards the Kedusha on whose coins is for Rochel and whose is for Leah's. The only thing with Lechera which remains difficult is that according to Tosfos Rosh, if the Gemara in Erevin says you can get around the problem without Breira at all by putting the money in, to giving the money into the coin and letting the coin decide at the time of pigeon, when he buys the birds with the money, whose money should be go on this bird and whose money should go on that bird, and that is not a problem of Breira at all, then why didn't Rabbi Huda use that solution in the case of the money box as well? Just like where two women come together and they've mixed up their money together, the Kohen can use all the money and without doing Breira at all, simply say that the bird I'm buying now is Rochel's and the bird I'm buying now is Leah's, using all of their money together. Why couldn't we do that with the money in the money box as well? And say, let everyone put the money in the money box. Even if Leah dies, we'll still be able to use all the money and say, take all the money, buy korbanos, and say, the money of Rochel's, wherever it is, and we don't know where it is because it's all mixed together, should go for these two birds. The money for Sarah for these two birds. The money for Rivka for these two birds. The money for Leah for these two birds. Why can't we do that? That would be a solution, even avoiding the problem of Breira, and would allow Rabbi Yehuda to also have a shofar of kinim in the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the solution which is used in Erev and Amud Zayin not applicable in our case as well? That the Tosfos Rosh doesn't discuss at all. Perhaps we can suggest that that's not an option because perhaps you're not allowed to buy a chatos on behalf of Leah and then dispose of the korban. Perhaps the money itself you have to dispose of. And that we can't do, because the money is mixed together, and we don't know which money belongs to Leah. If we had an option, we could do that, but perhaps it's not permitted to buy a korban when you know that you're going to have to throw the korban away. Or, alternatively, perhaps it's not going to work for a different reason. Perhaps it simply isn't chal. Perhaps you cannot buy a korban on behalf of a dead person. In the case of the Gemara and Erevin, no one died. It was a question of you have to bring a korban for Rochel and you have to bring a korban for Leah. In this case, what would we say? Pull out some money and set that aside and buy birds on behalf of Leah, who's niftar already, and then throw the chatos away. Chatos shemesa baleah tomos. Maybe you cannot buy a korban on behalf of someone who's already niftar. It just simply doesn't work. At any rate, that would be an interesting horror to understand why the solution that applies in Erevin doesn't apply in this case. But again, to summarize, our Gemara says, our Yerushalmi says, that if you hold a Breira, you could pull out some of the coins and say, these are the ones of the woman who's died and the rest are okay. How does that work? According to Tosfos and Sota, that works according to the rules of Breira, even though Hukar of Sota is Arev, that also works within Breira. Other Tosfos hold not like that, most Rishonim hold there is no such thing. The Chachmei HaTzafatim quotes in the Ritva want to say that since the Issa was Nola B'Tech HaTaruvus, that would also work, and so seems to say the Chavos Yoreh based on the Tosfos in Tmura Daf Lamed. As we've seen, the Tosfos in Tmura Lamed is not a riot to such a thing. That's only in the case of Mechir Kelev, where it was never defined where it is, but in this case it's defined, we just don't know where it is, so the fact that it was Nola B'Tech HaTaruvus doesn't help us. According to the Ritva and the Tosfos HaRosh, there's another reason why Breira works in this case, and that is because at the time they give it, They don't give it on each one's behalf. Each one gives it as makdish the money that the kohen shall later decide whose money is used for which person and for which korban. In that case, when the kohen pulls it out, that's a classic case of brera, and that would work according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Huda happens to not hold a brera, and therefore according to Rabbi Huda, there's no solution, and therefore according to Rabbi Huda, you cannot have a money box for chatos just in case one of them dies, and then the whole mixture will become osa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.